Chào mừng các bạn đến với tủ sách tiếng Anh của The Windy thuộc công ty cổ phần sách MC Books. Sau đây, mời các bạn đến với phần thu âm của cuốn sách Tự học giao tiếp tiếng Anh theo chủ đề do tác giả Hồng Nhung làm chủ biên.
Lesson 1, greetings. Dialogue 1.
How are you, Bill?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Fine, too. Where are you going?
I'm going to the post office. And you?
I'm going to the department store.
Are you in a hurry?
No, not really.
What have you been doing lately?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just taking one day at a time.
That's okay. Everybody else does, too.
See you later.
See you later, too. Lesson 2. Expressing thanks. Dialogue 1.
Tom, may I borrow your notebook?
Of course. Why not?
Could you bring it to me tomorrow?
Okay. That's no problem.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
It's no trouble at all. It's my pleasure. Lesson 3. Apologizing. Dialogue 1.
I'm sorry I stepped on the toe.
It's okay.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
I hope you enjoy the party.
Yes, it's a nice party. Lesson 4. Introductions. Dialogue 2.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I'd like you to meet my roommate, Jim.
Nice to meet you, Jim.
Me too. Are you studying at this university?
Yes, I'm studying physics here.
Are you here with your family?
No, my family is in China.
How long have you been here?
2 months.
You speak English very well.
Sometimes I make mistakes when I speak English, and I have some trouble with pronunciation too.
Well, it's almost time for class. See you later.
See you later.
Lesson 5. Weather. Dialogue 2. How is the weather out there?
It's not very cold out there.
What will the weather be like tomorrow?
The radio says a cold front is coming tomorrow.
It makes a change, doesn't it?
Yes, it's going to turn colder apparently. Are you used to the climate here?
No, I can't stand the cold. I'm sinking with the cold now. Winter is terrible.
Well, I like winter. How nice is it to see the ground covered by lovely white snow? What's more, we can go skating.
I'm due afraid of freezing cold and the beating winds.
Well, I still prefer the cold weather.
Lesson 6. Hobbies. Dialogue 1.
How do you spend the spare time?
I like to go shopping in my spare time.
What else have you been doing lately?
Besides this, I'm always listening to music.
Do you like classical music?
Yes, I like classical music. But I must say that popular songs are fascinating too.
What's your favorite pop song?
Yesterday.
Do you listen to it often?
Yes, I have the record at home.
You have a good ear for music.
I feel like listening to music, that's all.
Can you play any musical instruments?
I often play the piano.
It seems that you are capable of arranging your spare time very well.
All these are only for my own enjoyment. Lesson 7. Asking the way. Dialogue 2.
Excuse me, will you tell me how to get to the nearest post office?
Go to the end of this road, then turn right and it's on your left.
Could it take long to walk there?
It's about 10 minutes walk from here.
Where am I now?
You are in Đinh Tiên Hoàng Road.
Thank you very much.
Lesson 8. Telephoning. Dialogue 2. Hello, is Missy Lee at home, please?
This is Betty Lee.
Oh, Betty, this is Pasty Gong.
Why, your voice has changed.
I've got a sore throat.
So bad. Did you see a doctor?
Yes, but I don't feel better.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you. Min and I will give a buffet supper next Saturday, and we'd like you to join us.
We'd love to. What's the occasion, Pasty?
Oh, we are celebrating our 10th wedding anniversary.
Well, good for you. What time do you want us to come?
Anytime after 7 will be fine.
Who else are you inviting?
You don't have to worry, Betty. You know everybody.
I'm not worried. Your parties are always so enjoyable.
So, we're looking forward to see you then.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Lesson 9. About job. Dialogue 1.
What did you do, John?
I work in the post office. And you?
I teach at Thanh Da Primary School.
What do you teach?
I teach math.
Do you like teaching?
Of course I do. Otherwise, I couldn't be a teacher.
How do you get to work?
I get to go by bike.
Do you live close to your school?
Yes, it's only a block from my house to my school.
Have you taught there long?
No, in fact, I've just started.
How much is the monthly pay?
2 million dong.
It's a nice job. Lesson 10. About the family. Dialogue 1.
How many people are there in the family?
There are 5.
Who are they?
They are my parents, my brother, my sister, and me.
How old are you then?
I'm just 18. I started at the university at the beginning of this term.
Where are you from?
I'm from Beijing. It's the capital of China.
Well, where were you born then?
I was born in Shanghai.
Where does your father work?
My father works at the West Company.
What position does your father hold?
My father is in charge of the sales department.
What is your mother?
My mother is a housewife.
Is there the household chores?
Except my elder brother. My elder sister and I make an arrangement to keep a tidy house.
Doesn't the elder brother usually stay at home?
No. My elder brother is busy earning money from the morning to night.
How did you enjoy with the family?
Naturally, I love them very much. Lesson 11. Shopping. Dialogue 1. What can I do for you, miss?
Yes, I'd like a pair of shoes.
What color, please?
Could you show me some different styles and colors?
Of course. Here you are.
Could you recommend a good quality?
How do you like this pair? They are my most popular line.
Oh, they're too small.
How about that pair?
It just fits me very well.
It looks pretty on you.
How much do I owe you?
That will be $50.
Can you come down a little?
I'm afraid that's the best we can do.
Okay, please have them wrapped up for me.
Right away. Is there anything else you might need?
The wheel will be on for the moment. Here you are.
Thank you so much for your kindness.
Don't mention it.
Lesson 12. In a restaurant. Dialogue 2.
Are you ready to order, sir?
Please bring me some beef and a sandwich, ham and eggs.
How good you like your beef steak then?
Medium.
What about some syrup before the steak?
All right. I should like to have tomato soup.
Would you like anything else?
No, that's all.
I have you in charge of dinner.
Yes, I did. Do I pay you or the cashier?
You pay me, and I'll take care of it for you, sir.
I'm going to leave now. Give me the bill, please.
Yes, sir. I'll have it ready in a moment. The change, sir.
Keep it.
Thank you, sir. Come again.
Lesson 13. In a hotel. Dialogue.
What can I do for you, sir?
The travel agency has arranged a room for me.
What's the name, sir?
My name's Robert Chen.
Oh, your room is ready, sir. Please sign the hotel register, surname, Christian name, nationality, place of birth, permanent address.
That's all right. What's the number of my room?
Room 414.
Please have all my luggage sent up.
Yes, sir. How do you like your room?
It looks very good. What's the day? Now I can't get the load off my feet.
Good night and pleasant dreams, sir.
I think I'll sleep like a baby. I want to be called at 8 tomorrow morning.
Certainly, sir.
Thank you. You have been very helpful.
Did you sleep well, sir?
I sure I did. I'm as good as new.
I'm glad to hear that. Is there anything I can do for you?
If it's not too much trouble, I would like to have an interpreter to go shopping with me.
Wait a moment.
I'm checking out today. Get me the bill, please.
It will be ready in no time.
How much does it come to?
$280, including tax and service charge.
That's reasonable. Here, $300. Keep the change.
Thank you. I hope you have a pleasant journey.
I have enjoyed my stay here. I'll be back one of these days.
I will be looking forward to that.
Lesson 14. At the theater. Dialogue 1.
There's a new movie showing at the Palace Cinema.
What is it called?
Gone with the Wind.
I didn't see a movie, but I read a review about it. It was very favorable.
Are you interested in movies?
Yes, but I hardly ever go to the movies because the tickets are too expensive.
Don't worry about it. It's on me. Let's go to the movies tonight.
Okay. Next time I'll cheat.
That's a deal.
Can you pick me up?
Sure. What time?
I hear the movie is sold out for every soul. We must get there early.
Then I come over about 7 o'clock.
What do you think of the movie?
Wow, that was certainly a good film. There are a few nowadays.
And what do you think of the actress?
I think her films are always popular with the public.
I think so too. Lesson 15, Appointment. Dialogue 3.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Is Professor Green at the office?
Yes. May I have your name, please?
I'm his student. My name is Zhang Xi. I want to see Professor Green.
Have you got an appointment, Mr. Zhang?
No, I haven't.
He is busy now. No one is allowed to interrupt him.
I see. But I'd like to have a talk with him about something urgent. Could you arrange it for me?
I see what I can do. I'll have a look at his schedule.
Thank you.
Today is on Putup. Will tomorrow morning be okay?
All right. What time do you think is the best for me to come?
Anytime tomorrow morning.
Okay, that's settled then.
Yes.
Thank you very much indeed. Lesson 16, Other Post Office. Dialogue 1.
What can I do for you?
I'd like to buy some stamps.
How many?
I need 10 20 cent stamps.
Here you are.
Could you tell me how much it is to send a postcard by airmail to China?
$2.
All right. I'd also like 5 $2 stamps.
10 20 cent stamps are only $2, and 5 $2 stamps cost $10. That'll be $12 in all.
Here you are. By the way, could you give me some airmail stickers?
Certainly.
Thank you. Lesson 17, InnoBank. Dialogue 1.
May I have you?
Yes, I'd like to open an account here.
What sort of account do you want? A saving account or a checking account?
I'm not very sure. Can you tell me the difference?
Yes, a savings account is to help you to save money, and a checking account is to have financial transactions.
Financial transaction?
You know, paying bills, buying things, sending money from one place to another, and so on.
I think I'd better start a checking account.
It will let you write out as many trades as you want, and you can also withdraw money when you need it.
What's the procedure for opening one?
First of all, would you please fill out this form, name, address, and write it down.
Okay, here you are.
How much money did you want to deposit today?
Here is $500.
$500 is just the minimum amount for opening a checking account.
Oh, I see.
Here's your passbook and your passcard. This passbook is for your own record. Bring the passcard with you every time you come to deposit or withdraw money. It also allows you to bank by computer during non-banking hours.
Thank you.
We are always happy to serve the public.
Lesson 18, Sport. Dialogue 2. Hi, Tom. Hi, Mark. Hey, what's the matter with your foot? You look like a cripple. Nothing. I was not careful enough and hurt it slipping when I was playing football with my classmate. That's too bad. You should have been more careful. Thank you for your kindness. Hey, do you like to play football? I have never heard about that before. Yeah, I found my own sorts of ball games such as badminton, volleyball, basketball, and football in particular. No wonder you have a healthy body. You look so strong. Yeah, you want to stay healthy. You have to play sport often. Okay, I will. Lesson 19, talking about daily activities. Dialogue 1.
What time did you get up every day?
I get up at 6:30 every day.
Oh, you an early riser. What did you do then?
I put my clothes, brush my teeth, and wash my face. At about 7 o'clock, I had my breakfast.
What kind of breakfast did you have?
I had juice, toast, and coffee for breakfast. Usually I had a big breakfast.
What time did you go to school?
I go to school at 7:15.
Did you walk to school?
No, I always go by bike. I like to ride a bike.
What time did you come home in the afternoon?
At about 5 o'clock.
What did you do after school?
I often play tennis or football with my classmates. Sometimes I clean my bike or sit on the sofa and read books.
What time did you eat dinner?
I eat dinner at about 7 o'clock. After my dinner, I do my homework.
What time did you go to bed?
I usually go to bed at about 10 o'clock. Lesson 20. Visiting a sick friend. Dialogue 1.
How are you feeling?
I feel much better, thanks.
I brought some flowers for you. Where is that with them?
Thanks. Please put them on the table over there.
I hear it's called appendicitis. I hope it's not very serious.
Take a seat, please.
How was the operation?
Everything turned out for the best.
Shall I bring you something to eat?
Since the operation, I have been taking only liquid food.
Yet, you'd better stay away from solid food until the doctor gives the words.
But I do hate to be confined in bed.
You'd better take things easy for a while. What does the doctor say?
He says I'm going to be up and about very soon. I might be able to leave the hospital in a few days.
I'm glad to hear that.
I sure appreciate your taking a friendship. How are things in the office?
Just as usual, but everybody misses you.
I feel the same way about you, too.
They send you their best wishes.
Please give them mine. I certainly miss everyone.
Well, it's too late. I'm afraid I must be going now.
I'll call you when I get back home.
Get well soon.
Lesson 21, traveling and picnicking. Dialogue 1.
Do you like traveling?
Yes, I often go traveling.
Where have you been lately?
I've been to Beijing.
Is this a beautiful place?
Yes, it's one of the summer resorts.
Where will you spend the National Day?
I'll go to Hong Kong for National Day.
Whom are you going with?
With my family, except my eldest sister.
Why?
She said she has to stay to prepare her lessons. She planned to study in America next year.
Oh, that's nice. I hope that she can make it.
Mary, don't you plan to travel?
Yes, but I don't know where to go.
Hey, you can join us.
I don't know whether that's okay.
I would be glad if you could go with us.
Wow, let me think about it, okay? At least I have to check with my mother.
That's right. Lesson 22. Looking for a job. Dialogue 1. What can I do for you?
I've read your advertisement in yesterday's papers. I've learned that there's a vacancy for a clerk in your office.
Yes. And how fast can you write a shorthand?
I have attended stenography courses, and I have also had some training in commercial correspondence.
If you work here, you also have to handle some correspondence.
Well, I try my best to be as efficient and competent as I can.
It would be very challenging, of course.
Does your company have a salary scale?
Yes, our company has a salary scheme for the staff.
What about the salary?
As for the salary, we had in mind 4,000 to start. It would be raised to 4,500 after a 3-month probationary period. How does that sound?
I don't quite bother about that.
Then you can start work tomorrow if you like.
I'm afraid I shall not be able to come until next month. I have some private matters to attend to.
Well, that's all right. I look forward to working with you. Lesson 23. Entertaining a foreign guest. Dialogue 3.
Have you got anything in mind that you'd like to do tomorrow?
No, not at the moment.
Then I'll take you around to see some scenic spots.
That's when we just fine.
What about a visit to the Great Wall?
Okay, I've been looking forward to it. What time we are leaving?
I'll be queued up at the entrance to the hotel at 8:30 tomorrow morning. How does that sound?
Fine, I'll be ready. See you then.
Good morning, Mr. Smith. Let's go.
You lead the way.
The Great Wall is only about 50 kilometers from Beijing. It's one of the 7 wonders of the world. This is it. What do you think of it?
It seems breathtaking. I can hardly believe it real. Just thinking of all this being built by hand more than 2,000 years ago. By the way, how long is it?
Its total length is more than 12,000 li. That is 6,000 kilometers. In Chinese, we have coined it the 10,000 li long wall.
In other words, that's more than 4,000 miles, isn't it? And how high is the wall?
The average height is 7.8 meters. And there is a watchtower every 200 meters or so. Could you like to go up?
Yes, I like to get the view from the top. Lesson 24. Education. Dialogue 1.
Where did you go to school?
I'm attending Shanghai University.
What year are you in?
I'm in the senior class.
What's the major?
I major in literature.
Do you like your school very much?
Not very much, but the campus is big and the tuition is low.
What subject do you like best?
I seem to have a real interest in Chinese and writing.
Well, hope you keep it up and become a great writer.
That's what I hope.
How many courses did you take last semester?
I took 30 credit hours.
Are you working hard?
Yes, I enjoy working very much.
How studious you are, I suppose you often come out at the top of the class.
Never. The other students are studying even harder than I. Besides, they are clever too.
Are the teachers responsible?
Yes, they have a lot of learning and they are very chic.
Do you like the teachers?
Yes, I'm quite satisfied with my teachers.
When does the graduate examination take place?
The day after tomorrow. I'm preparing for it.
I wish you the best of luck. And what do you plan to do after the graduation?
I plan to continue my study in a graduate school.
I hope you make progress.
Lesson 25, Seeing Someone Off. Dialogue.
Well, you'll be leaving tomorrow morning, Mr. Smith.
Yes, time really flies. It's hard to believe a whole year has passed.
We are terribly sorry to see you go.
But that's life. I suppose it can't be helped. You have been very helpful since my arrival here. I shall always feel grateful to you for everything you've done for me.
I'm afraid I haven't done as much as I should.
If I've achieved something in my work, it has been due to your guidance and help.
I'm happy to help you in any way I can.
Thank you very much for all the trouble I've taken during my stay here.
Don't mention it. If there's anything else I can do, please let me know.
Thank you for your kindness.
I hope you've enjoyed your stay in China.
I certainly have. I shall never forget the whole year I spent here in your wonderful country.
Now please accept this little present as a souvenir from me.
What a little lovely gift. I don't know how I can ever thank you enough.
It's very kind of you to say so.
Well,
it's quite late. I think you'd better rest now. You'd be having a long journey tomorrow. I see you off at the airport tomorrow morning. Good night.
Good night.
I hope you haven't left anything behind, Mr. Smith.
No. Have everything with me.
Mr. Smith, do you like traveling by air?
For me, there's nothing like traveling by air. It is both speedy and comfortable.
Well, it's time to board the plane now.
Yes, I'm ready to leave. Thank you for coming to see me off.
We're going to miss you, Mr. Smith.
I'm going to miss you too. Thanks once again for your help you've given me.
It's my pleasure. We hope you'll visit China again sometime in the future.
I hope so too. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I wish you a pleasant journey.
Thank you. Lesson 26, Music. Dialogue 1.
Wow, Mick, you've got a ton of CDs. I don't even know some of the people.
Really? I'll play a few things for you. What do you think of this one?
I don't know.
Not crazy about it, huh?
Sorry, I just don't like classical music on that much.
Actually, it's from an opera by Richard Wagner.
Well, I still don't like it.
How about this one?
Oh man, who is that?
It's a group called Too Bad. The CD is called Hardwired.
Please turn it off, I can't stand it.
Well, give this one a try. I think you'll like it.
Not bad. Yeah, I don't mind that at all.
You mean you like it?
Actually, yeah, it's good. That's Legion, right?
Yeah, it's from her new album, June to You. And what about this one?
Oh, I know this. Such a Ost, isn't it?
No, it's Big Andy Rhodes.
Oh yeah, take it easy. Easy though it?
Speak easy. So, what do you think?
I love it.
Lesson 27. Money. Dialogue 1.
Most of us have to save money. We can't just spend. But different people save money in different ways. We're going to talk to three people to see what they do. Excuse me, what's the name?
I'm Rob.
Hi, Rob. Rob, do you try to save money?
Sure, I'm a student. I had to save money.
Well, how do you save money?
Well, I try not to shop in department store or malls.
Uh-huh.
Except, you know, when things are on sale.
Right.
And I usually buy clothes only if they are on sale. I never pay full price.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I really like shopping in outdoor markets. You can usually find some real bargains there.
Okay, thanks very much, Drew. How about you? Me? Yes, hi. Can you tell us your name? Hi. I'm Katie. Hi, Katie. Now, do you try to send money? Yeah, of course, see. I'm not really interested in having, like, the very latest or the most fashionable things. But, well, I think I still look pretty good, don't you? Oh, yes. You look very good, actually. Thanks. Well, see, some of my clothes are used. Like your jeans and, well, also my shirt. Really? Yeah, I bought them at a thrift store. Oh. I bought my shoes in a regular store, but they were on sale. Right. And also, I didn't own a car. So if I need one for a weekend, I just rent one. I can't really even afford to buy a used one. Oh, well, thank you very much, Cathy. And you, sir?
Who? Me?
Yes, hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Cliff.
Cliff? Now you try to send money too, don't you?
Oh, sure. And the best way to do that is not to pay before the first thing for you.
What did you mean, Cliff?
Well, I try to fix things for myself, like fix my car or repair things around my house.
Oh.
And before I go grocery shopping, I cut cartons out of the newspaper.
Ah.
That way, I can save a lot of money on food and, you know, household things. I also look for things that are on sale.
Right.
You can save a lot of money that way, too.
Well, thank you very much, Cliff.
Lesson 28. The Future. Dialogue 1.
Gary and Jean, you're about 50 years old and you've been together for 30 years.
33 years to be exact. I met at high school.
Oh, okay. 33 years. Now you have some photos for us to look at, right?
Yes. This one here was taken when we were both about 20 years old.
Ah.
Soon after this photo was taken, we both graduated from college. Gary had just bought an old used car, and he was really proud because he fixed it up. Well, my brother helped me, but we had something to be proud of then, too. What? Do you remember you went to Mexico during your summer break, and you learned to speak some Spanish? That was pretty good. I don't get much chance to speak it now, though.
Oh, and how about this photo? How old are you here?
I guess 30, maybe. That's when I got promoted. Yeah, that's nice. And you were proud because you finished graduate school then.
Oh, and in this photo you look a bit older.
Yes, about 10 years older. We were both about 40 then, I think. That was when Gary finally ran in our local marathon.
Oh.
You were pretty happy about I wasn't even sure I could finish. I trained very hard for that. Hey, that was a good year for you too, wasn't it? Oh, yeah. That was when I started my new job as a hospital administrator. Our kids.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Mine and Kate. Oh, look. Why don't you talk to them? They're over there.
Okay, I will. In charge the rest of the party.
Lesson 29. News. Dialogue 1. Last night, a fly quick broke out during the first round. Judging of the Miss World contest has led to a ban on.
In a late-breaking development, 140 houses were destroyed as winds ripped through the southern city of.
Police say the bank robberies were the work of an international gang that's in known.
Financial update. Today, the stock exchange has its slowest day on week.
On the economic front, the dollar remains strong again, leading the world currency, as reported by the Federal.
Xin cảm ơn quý độc giả đã chú ý lắng nghe. Rất mong nhận được sự đóng góp ý kiến quý báu từ phía độc giả. Mọi ý kiến đóng góp của quý độc giả xin gửi về hòm thư thewindy@gmail.com.